Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America. It's for Thursday, April the 18th, 2019, and here are three big things you need to know. Three, whatever happened to Betomania? Remember when the lefties all over cable news were crowning and crowing about the fine young prince of Democrat politics? Where is he now? I can tell you where you won't find the multi-millionaire standing in line to give to charity. Number two, a girl in Alaska got kicked out of school for kneeing a boy in the groin. Now, the boy was in her bathroom and blocking the exit in a protest about transgender policies. You heard me right. She defended herself, and she got the boot. And number one, the waiting, they say, is the hardest part. Unless you already know what's in the redacted version of the Mueller report. The festivities kick off at 9:30 this morning with a press conference featuring Attorney General Bill Barr and Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Then comes the main event. The 400-page document drops. Let the games begin. And, well, let's be honest, the games have already begun. The new narrative that's been crafted over the last few days is, what is William Barr hiding? That's the whole plan here. What is William Barr hiding? That's the narrative being put forth by the Democrats and their colleagues in the PR department, better known as the mainstream media. Bill Barr must be hiding something. Oh, and by the way, he's been talking to the White House about the report. That's right. The White House and Justice Department have discussed the Mueller report. They did that before its official release later today. They say they did that. They've had numerous conversations with White House lawyers about the conclusions made by Mueller, the special counsel, in recent days, according to people with knowledge of the discussions. It's apparently accurate. And with all these revelations, of course, Jerry and his Nadlers are all in a bunch. Oh, Gerald. He's all upset. He's all verklempt. He's a terrible mess, is Gerald Nadler. In fact, here, let's just listen in for a moment. Jerry Nadler, all wound up about everything that's going on. What is it? Bite number four. Oh, where did she do with it? We'll talk to her about that. All right, we'll get back to Jerry and his Jerry Nadler. Justice Department officials, anyway, holding this briefing this morning. And it'll be William Barr standing next to Rod Rosenstein. And they're going to hold a press conference this morning to discuss what's in the report. And that's a problem for Nadler, too. You see, here's his problem. William Barr must be hiding something because he didn't give us what we demanded in the original letter, the four-page letter put out on March the 24th. And that's leaving them grasping at straws, frankly. What they're looking for is anything to hang on Trump. And the line they're hanging on, of course, is the line that he is not exonerated. And that's all they have. And the exoneration line only has to do with obstruction of justice. That was written by Bob Mueller, according to the March 24th letter from Bill Barr. They did not find obstruction of justice, but the president is not exonerated either, was how the line was written. All right, then we got Gerald. There's Gerald. Gerald Nadler, number four. Go.
The attorney general appears to be waging a media campaign on behalf of President Trump, the very subject of the investigation at the heart of the Mueller report. Rather than letting the facts of the report speak for themselves, the attorney general has taken unprecedented steps to spin Mueller's nearly two-year investigation. One, he summarized the report and cherry-picked findings in his March 24th letter to Congress.
Unprecedented. Isn't that nice that they use that word whenever possible? Then he cherry-picked the facts and put them out to the public for public consumption. Cherry-picked the facts. You see, this is all they have. What is William Barr hiding? There's no other narrative for them to go to. There was no other narrative to go to. More with Gerald Nadler, bite number five.
Two, he withheld summaries written by the special counsel that were intended for public consumption. Three, he has briefed the White House on the report before providing Congress a copy, which has helped them prepare a rebuttal response for the president.
Well, that's true. And make no mistake, let's be clear about this. just so you understand how this works. The special counsel is part of the Department of Justice. So Bob Mueller, at the end of his term, at the end of his work, he worked for William Barr. It's the Attorney General's report. And so whether you like it or not, whether it's Republican or Democrat, whether you like it or not, what is put out is subject to the Attorney General's consideration. He gets to decide. And therefore, when he says he cherry-picked, it's unprecedented, he withheld summaries put together by Bob Mueller. If he didn't like the summaries or felt that they were overly prejudicial or slanted to one side or that Mueller had put his thumb on the scale in some fashion, then that's completely within William Barr's purview to say, no, we're not putting that in there. We're not including that. But again, Nadler and Pelosi and Schiff and this whole crew have to have something to point to. They have to have some boogeyman. There's got to be somebody evil. And the evil person now is Bill Barr. And after 9:30, it'll also be Rod Rosenstein. You watch. Later, it'll be Michael Horowitz. Trust me. Trust me on all of this. All of these people will be corrupt liars. That'll be part of the Democratic CNN, MSNBC narrative. And, of course, the BBC will be on board, and so will be CBS and ABC, and it's all going forward. Here's the problem they have with all of that. As old no-neck Nadler is spewing all of this anger, and you've got Schiff and all these people running around, pointing fingers, trying to accuse Barr of impropriety, of not playing fair, it's unprecedented. Everything's unprecedented that you don't like. It's a complete bald-faced lie. They're forgetting about two very important things that will certainly set the record straight. Number one, part two of the IG report from Michael Horowitz. And that's going to be key to this entire narrative. And number two, the sneakiest of all, Utah federal prosecutor John Huber, who's been operating outside of the Beltway, quietly, reviewing many of the aspects of the investigation, how it came together, who paid for it. This is just part one. The Democrats are right about that. This is the end of the beginning, and the beginning of the reckoning to figure out where this came from. Who paid for it? When the FBI paid 11 times to Michael Steele, what were they paying for? When Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid Michael Steele for that dossier that turned out to be completely inaccurate and false, what were they paying for? When John McCain walked that dossier into James Comey, what was he expecting in return? All of these things moving in concert together behind the scenes, trying to craft and control the narrative. So the real investigation continues now. But until otherwise, no collusion, no conspiracy, no obstruction of justice. That hasn't changed yet this morning. Oh, and by the way, the world hasn't ended either. And yes, Donald Trump is your president. 14 after, Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from and the Ad Council.